This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is back in Chicago today, defiant, unapologetic, and bloodied, literally. Without warning, President Trump released Blagojevich from a federal prison in Colorado yesterday. That's where Blagojevich served nearly 8 years of a 14-year sentence for public corruption. Today, Blagojevich spoke to a crush of reporters outside his home in Chicago, where he had high praise for the president and harsh words for the justice system. I asked WBEZ State Politics reporter Dave McKinney to tell us what Blagojevich had to say.
Well, Melba, it was a circus. There were TV cameras everywhere, helicopters overhead. Someone held a sign of his face, probably the size of a washing machine. It was a reminder of how youthful Rod once looked before prison weathered his face. Ronnie Woo Woo Wickers, the eccentric Wrigley Field fixture, he was there in full Cubs regalia and shook the hand of Blagojevich, a lifelong Cubs fan. Rod stood before about 250 people alongside his wife Patty and their two daughters, and he told the crowd he was glad to be home and emphatically thanked President Trump for his release.
It's been a long, long journey.
That's right.
I'm bruised and I'm battered and I'm bloody. It's been a long time since I've shaved with a normal razor, and it takes a little practice. So I'm sorry about that. I got to keep dabbing the blood.
That's right. Rod was bleeding from his chin during his moment in the sun as a freed man.
And Dave, this was still a Rod Blagojevich press conference, those of us that were listening to it. So he pretty quickly quoted some obscure poetry from memory, and he also got political. At a couple of points, he sounded like he was actually cutting a campaign ad for Trump's reelection.
That's right. Repeatedly, he heaped praise on Trump in a way that no other Democrat does today. Rod's performance was so full of superlatives, it was as if he was auditioning for a role as a Trump campaign surrogate.
President Trump is not a typical politician.
That's right.
He's tough. He's outspoken. He gets things done. He's a problem solver in a business where too many politicians don't want to solve problems. All they want to do is play politics and get nothing done for the people. I'm a Trumpocrat.
The Trumpocrat, that's right.
You may not have heard, but that was someone in the crowd asking whether the former Democratic governor would vote for Trump. He said he would if he's allowed to. And on that voting question, even though Blagojevich remains a convicted felon, I checked with the State Board of Elections about his voting eligibility for this year's votes. And I was told that so long as he re-registers, his criminal background won't stop him from voting for Trump.
That's probably not going to make him very popular with the state's Democrats.
Probably not.
Blagojevich was originally convicted on 17 counts of corruption-related offenses, including trying to shake down a children's hospital and lying to the FBI to cover up his crimes. At any point today, Dave, did we hear contrition from Blagojevich, any sort of apology from him?
No, quite the opposite. Blagojevich doubled down on this narrative that he's creating for himself as a victim of the criminal justice system. He invoked Martin Luther King almost as if he too had spent time, as King did, sitting unjustly in a Montgomery, Alabama jail cell.
As Dr. Martin Luther King used to say, truth crushed to earth will one day rise again, because no lie can live forever. I'm returning home today from a long exile, a freed political prisoner. I want to say again to the people of Illinois who twice elected me governor, I didn't let you down.
Now, that's some real revisionism you just heard there compared to the Blagojevich on display back in 2011 when he was pleading for mercy from former federal judge James Zagel. You know, I pulled up the transcript from that hearing today, and 8 years ago, Blagojevich copped to everything, saying, quote, I caused it all. I'm not blaming anybody. I was the governor, and I should have known better, and I'm just so incredibly sorry. Well, as what he said today shows, if prison has changed Rod Blagojevich, Melba, he's now back to embracing his innocence.
That's WBEZ State Politics reporter Dave McKinney. For more about the political rise and fall of Rod Blagojevich, check out WBEZ's in-depth podcast called Public Official A. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WBEZ.